And I'd like to welcome to the WGXC studio here in Hudson, the Reverend Jennifer Hughes. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, and absolutely.
I'm rusty behind the mic, so I'm going to fumble about.
Yeah, that's how I feel sometimes, fumbling about in the morning.
Yep. Join us, everyone.
Yes. So, the Reverend Hughes
Please call me Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
You run and you own the Harmony Chorale Equine Sanctuary located in Ankrum, New York.
It is my brother's memorial foundation. We're family-owned and operated. I did establish it. I am the president and CEO of it, but it is family-run and operated from coast to coast. Columbia County has a lot to be proud of for our foundation under the James Hughes Iron Horse Ranch, Equine Sanctuary, Youth Mentoring, Memorial Foundation, long name for something extra special, yeah. Is from coast to coast all the way to southern Tucson, Arizona. And Dallas, in between Dallas and Fort Worth, Oklahoma City, and Nashville, Tennessee, and right here in Columbia County with our grand opening youth facility, weather permitting, it'll be May the 17th. Saturday, May the 17th is our grand opening of our grand facility that we've been working on for over 14 years. And the Friday before the 16th of May will be, traditionally it's a ribbon cutting ceremony, but since we're an equine sanctuary youth mentoring program, our baling twine is our ribbon cutting ceremony.
Good. Yeah. So how does this weekend tie into what you're doing? We're talking about this Saturday and Sunday, March 3rd and 4th.
Oh, well, this is really exciting. If you all have, and I hear that there's a lot of important activities going on in the community this weekend, but if you're looking for another one, or if you're looking to kind of toss a coin, or just find something that you want to do, or spend the whole weekend jumping around to things that you should do for your community, it's better than sitting and watching TV. Here's what we have going on, and we could certainly use your help, and it's so exciting. We have the fence raising. Get her done. We're in the home stretch. Fence raising project at Harmony Chorale this weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 7 p.m. with refreshments. We have a unique incorporation with this weekend's fence raising of Harmony Chorale's youth mentoring chorale is that of fence panels. It's hard to describe and not on the air, don't want to take the time, but our fencing is beautiful and unique fence panels that Teddy Mayhew here of Columbia County, a local contractor, we wouldn't be where we're at now with all this inspiration, including the fences, without him. He built the fences, he put up the metal rearing steel horses and the grand signs, the bonanza sign. But we have a sponsorship for all individuals, offices, businesses, clubs, etc. Come on down, throw a hammer around, helps put up some fences. But for $50, you can sponsor one of these unique fence panels that make up the entire corral's unique, beautiful fencing.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, this is all done as part of the Equine Youth Mentoring Program. That is a 4-week program.
Yes.
That's been going on for 14 years?
No, this is the baby step chiseling away at this one main facility. There's a lot. We're like right out of scripture in regards to this community in Columbia County and all the people for all these years of all the ages, all the support in different magnitudes that have come together. And now we're at a glorious moment, a very prideful moment. And in closing of our fence day real quick, with that $50 sponsorship, your name will get thrown into a hat to win something that's worth $750 in value. So that in itself is so exciting to come out this weekend. And our number is 851-9452, 851-9452.
And I'm going to have you say that again a little later, but also, is there a website where people can find out more about the Harmony Chorale Equine Sanctuary?
Well, that's a good segue into anybody out there that's listening, we do need a computer technician, in-house person, volunteer, as well as a website designer, maybe one of the same. So at the moment, that was a perfect platform opportunity. Thank you. So at the moment, yes, it's even better than a website. Everyone, you can check us out. Make sure you have a box of tissues with you, and it is on YouTube. And you type in Harmony Chorale, that's C-O-R-R-A-L, Harmony Chorale movie, and you'll see the who, you know, the five W's, who, what, where, and all about us and where we've been at, what happened, why it's taken 14 years. Mm-hmm. It's basically a picture book of stories of the pictures tell the story of 1,000 words, so to speak, that I can't squeeze in this interview.
Yeah, and that YouTube video is about almost 25 minutes.
Have you seen it?
I've seen most of it. I didn't see all of it, but yeah.
I think it's, you might be right. I think it's like 22 minutes.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So I wanted to talk to you about your beginnings when you were younger, a child. Not saying that you're not young because I don't know your age, but were you raised with horses? Did you ride them?
Absolutely. Pretty much born in the saddle, so to speak, that old saying. My mother was too, and generational, so we're totally horsey people. We used to do a multitude of different things in the community, being a resident of Columbia County for going on over 40 years. And as my father's to my right in the studio, Walter Hughes, a lot of people know, one in a million, Wally V. Hughes. He's still out there doing the...
Good morning, sir.
He's still out there doing the advanced teenager wonderful events and parties. But anyway, that was my plug to Dad. But anyway, we, yes, are a horsey family and always had horses, always got involved with the community. And my mother established the very first 4-H equine youth El Caballo club here in Columbia mm-hmm. County back in the 80s. She established the very first 4-H extension for youth of the equine. And so if there's any El Caballo alumni out there, call 851-9452 at Harmony Corral. Yay!
Now, who or what was it that inspired you to advocate for horses?
Well, it's just... that's a deep question, but the short answer is it's about time somebody really became the strong, unwavered voice of the horse. Because I won't, if anybody's interested, you can call me on the subject matter because I really am a scholar at it in regards to the horse slaughter. I am not self-proclaimed. I am the voice of the horse. I do know the answers to the stupid question, what do we do with all the unwanted horses? Because the answer is real simple. And so if anybody wants the answers, if anybody who truly and who says and proclaims that they are established in the equine world wants to stop the slaughter, well, right now is the time because the government and the slaughter merry-go-round is currently shut down. So before it starts up again, the United States Equine National Treasure Association, USENTA, USENTA, United States Equine National Treasure Association, is my other life's work. And I do symposiums, conferences, people hire my services to educate them on the subject matter. So if anybody out there truly wants to stop horse slaughter, we can do it. Mm-hmm. To answer your question, that was a thorough answer, but I've stepped off the farm because it needs to be done. And 238 years later, on the birthday of America, it is time to do the right thing, America. It is time to declare the horse a national treasure in its rightful place, for it simply has done more than the eagle, which is protected by national treasure. It is the second highest criminal offense to harm or deface a national treasure. What has the only living, breathing national treasure known as the bald eagle ever done for mankind? 238 years later, it's time to do the right thing this year and declare the horse a national treasure. There's trash on the moon that has been declared national treasures as of 2 years
ago. Treasure trash.
Yeah, and the urine vessels on the moon. People don't know about this. So anyway, that's a whole other subject matter. So it needs to be done, and that's why I've done it. And so not to confuse the two, Harmony is completely a different organization than that of USENTA, and call me.
Not to rat on anybody, but is there one particular place or state where you get your clients, if you will, these horses? Any particular?
Oh, no.
No.
But the shameful thing, it really is, because when I started this over 14 years ago, even though I've been a horsey person all my life, as a young woman, I was naive in regards to the pretentiousness of man, and that we as a society, the most decent society of all the nation, was slaughtering our horses. I had no clue. So I've visited the slaughterhouses, I've been to the slaughterhouses, and I've traveled America, and I've had the fury rig, because we're furious, and I've written a law, and it's the equine respect and responsibility law that it's in the hands of politicians right now to be adopted. But again, that's separate from Harmony Crowell and the Equine Youth Mentoring Program. But we have to make a platform of knowledge, and that's what I'm here to do. And I just got a little sidetracked because my focus is on Harmony Crowell, and I have a tendency to go off into these tangents about declaring the horse and saving the horse. But no, all of our horses for the program, people don't realize through all my travels and being a naive woman and learning about all that there is encompassing about what I do in rescuing horses, is that the horses we save are like from the island of misfit toys. That most horse rescues are modern day horse traders. If they can't roll a buck on them, then they're only slaughter worthy. And a lot of animal rescues are that way too. And that in itself is another long story. So our, again, horses for the youth mentoring program, where the horse gets all the credit, where we are so standalone, underdog, one of a kind in every most special way, the horse gets the credit because they are the youth mentor. I just kind of stand by and lend key directions. The Island of Misfit Toys had the train with square wheels and the gun that squirted jelly. We have horses that we needed to provide with a tracheotomy. We have horses born with birth defects. We have horses that have heinous man-made injuries that I won't even go into. And these horses not only work with the children, and when death sentences are passed down from owners and veterinarians and farriers, and there's absolutely no way to save this horse that's national treasure, we make life into years worth of healthy, optimal health and happy lives with these children. And we do it naturally and holistically. And we even take our horses that are extra special, where these quote unquote rescues didn't want them. And we take them to Shriners Children's Hospital, where the children there are just as special as a horse. There's no difference. Do unto others as we want done unto ourselves. And people just, there's different standards for humans and animals. And it's shameful because we have special horses, again, with birth defects, and we go to Shriners and there's beautiful children there. And we've had children with no arms and legs that have walked our horses. But that's a whole other magical thing that you can also see a snippet of on the YouTube Harmony Crowell movie. That was a long-winded answer, but thorough.
That works for me and for our audience. You're in tune to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Hands On Radio. I'm Cheryl Kay. My guest this morning is Reverend Jennifer Hughes. We're talking about Harmony Crowell Equine Sanctuary, located in Ancrum, New York, one of many locations that we were finding out this morning. A special event this weekend, a fence raising on Saturday and Sunday, May 3rd and 4th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Can you give us, because there's not a website yet, can you give us the address? You've already, and give us the phone number first, please.
Okay, 851-9452, and there'll be some snacks to get us through the day.
Snacks!
Food, things that are being provided by our
sugar
sponsors.
Sugar cubes?
No, we do everything naturally and holistic, and white sugar is very deadly for you people. Don't eat white sugar.
You don't need it.
Again, we do everything naturally and holistic, but unfortunately, we have to make the best of what we can do as we grow with our sponsors. And Columbia County, here's another thing, and I don't want to get off on a tangent, but we do need some more vegan and vegetarian and all natural and organic non-GMO food vendors of the area, natural stores, and we absolutely like... I won't even say the W Food Center, the big grocery store. Yay. but we need somebody like that here because we would love to have we would love to have the opportunity to provide that natural food to our sponsors, such as this weekend, but we don't. Instead, we have like our sponsors at Pizza Hut, which we love too. and we have our sponsors at Dunkin' Donuts. We had our first conference with the mayor last weekend, a press conference.
Mayor Hallenbach.
Yeah, bless his heart. We love you, William. and his staff is just beautiful, by the way. I have to say that they're the folks that lend a smile when you walk in. They're always eager, the mayor's staff, William Hallenbach. His staff always has a smile to lend when you walk in the
door.
He's
a regular visitor here at WGXA.
He was going to try to make it today, but he's plugging away with Harmony Chorale. We appreciate him so much, and he knows how steadfast I am, so I know how his schedule is, so that's why he's not here. Yeah.
Now, what's the address for?
Yes, it's State Road 1840, Route 82, and that's in Ankrum, and it's right past the parkway. You can't miss it. State Road 1840, Route 82, and again, it's 851-9452. Now, next weekend, for all you moms, happy Mother's Day from Harmony Chorale. We're so excited that next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from 1 to 4 p.m., it is Parent-Child Enrollment Day at Harmony Chorale's Youth Mentoring Grand Facility. Come and Harmony Chorale is about character. We provide opportunities for what the Lord instilled in all of us, in budding character attributes. And if we can provide and instill opportunities within our youth across America, Harmony Chorale is unique in every special way and an underdog. But what we provide through the spirit of these rescue horses is these opportunities to tap into these beautiful golden buds, if you will, of character. And we're enabling our future generation to be what, and control the reins again, get the reins back for a metaphor, of what our parents and grandparents hoped for us and hoped for their kids and hoped for their grandkids. Because nobody can deny that the fiber of this country is eroding. And by eating horse, that in itself is one of many examples. So we truly need to support more programs that are youth-oriented, that really have in our own backyards, that truly have something different, something for the future to offer in our children. And that's what we do. And so that's what moms will do, hopefully, this weekend with dads and enroll.
And that's next week, the May 10th and 11th.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes, yes.
Now, as we close up this interview, you wanted to thank some people.
Yeah, and I want to say real quick, too, about the youth mentoring program. Not only are we naturally and holistic, but we have the Eating Well, Living Well, Healthy Culinary Program within the program.
Oh, okay.
And the children will design their own menu for their week. The program is a comprehensive equine course. It covers 20 hours a week. It's, I'm drawing a blank here and rushing of the clock tick. Talking as she does that, but it is a comprehensive course. It is 80 hours, 20 hours a week, 4 weeks, and it covers everything from the equine safety and skills and everything you would think. However, we are completely unconventional because we teach about the barefoot cross, and I do that too if anybody needs a consultation about how to give the reins over to horse. Mother Nature, horse ownership is not expensive, and I do barn calls with that, and I do barefoot trimming.
So are you like the horse whisperer?
No, I think that is such a silly thing that society labeled a horse whisperer. I do
for television's sake. And
yeah, I do horse communication because there's really a difference between communication and whispering. And there's no bad animals. And it's just that there is no communication happening between a human and an animal. So that's what I do on the side. The children learn that at the program. Call us for all the details. Our brochure hits the streets next week. Our billboard goes up next week.
Wow.
We have everything that keeps going on. And one of the sponsors, and then there's the Culinary Garden program too, that's incorporated with the children, even make their treat of the week for the babies, for the horses. So in talking real fast, I'm squeezing in a bunch of sponsors. Today we have a delivery from our key sponsor, which is Keel Heavy Equipment. Keel is bringing over the, but Lord Jesus, we pray, please stop the rain so we can finish Harmony Corral. but we are getting our gates open, and Keel Equipment is bringing the heavy equipment over today. And oh gosh, there's so many of them. There's Mario's of Valencia. There's Century Acquisition from Canaan. There's M&M Construction. We love you guys, Theodore Mayhew. There's Bonded Cement. There's Stickles and Son. Calarusso's, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, and the Horse Sneaker Hoof Wing. If anybody out there is a horse owner, do yourself a favor. Take that step on saving money for you and your pocketbook and your family and your life, and doing the best and optimal health for your horse, and call me too and I'll hold your hand. But look up hoofwings.com. They are life-saving, so life-saving for any leg, hoof, injury. It's a custom-made equine boot, and it's slash sneaker, and it could have saved Barbaro's life too, period. It could have saved Barbaro. So look up hoofwings.com, and I promote them because they would be no Harmony Corral without the Hoof Wing, and there would be no Harmony Corral and the enthusiasm and all the activities where we're at now if it wasn't for Teddy Mayhew, the love of my life. And if I may, real quick, so I don't forget, we wanted to make sure that everybody also knew that if they wanted to be a part of our scholarship program, please call about that and ask. It's for any child that is inspired to help the animals, whether it be horses, or dogs or cats, and become a veterinarian. So it's a unique, wonderful, exclusive program.
So once again, phone number and address, just so we get it straight.
851-9452, 851-9452, and it's State Road 1840, Route 82. And one more thing, if I may, I'm squeezing in a lot in. We are also associated, bookended, with the Lord's work and taking on the thrown away responsibilities of others with animals that have no voice or choice with Tomorrow Animal Sanctuary. Come to know Tomorrow Animal Sanctuary, totally an organization that you need to support. And one of the ways that you can call us, their number is 929-6092, 929-6092. Tomorrow Animal Sanctuary, giving those that have no voice or choice a tomorrow. And also too, and quick, if you have a car or any other vehicle that you want to get rid of, Tomorrow has the Single Moms Car Ministry Program, making reliable, realistic, affordable transportation for our local single moms in our community. A great organization. Thank you.
That's a mouthful. That's wonderful, really wonderful information for us to know. You've got the fence raising this weekend, May 3rd and 4th from 1 to 7 p.m. That's a Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
The Harmony Corral Equine Sanctuary in Ankrum, New York.
James Hughes Memorial, yeah.
And I've been joined by Reverend Jennifer Hughes this morning.
Thank
I want
you.
To thank you. And
Walter Hughes, my father, yes.
He was here. Hello.
The one in a million, Wallaby Hughes.
Now, what we'd like to do is close out with this piece of music.
Oh, yeah, that the children will learn how to sing in their corral experience. Come join us at Harmony Corral. God bless you all, and Patriots rise.
All right, thank you so much. Here we are, or here we go.